Everyone has some thoughts on the apocalypse, even if they're tucked way in the back of their minds. We wanted to see what was going on out there in the collective Stanford consciousness, so last week we took our recorders out for an afternoon on White Plaza.
This is Killeen. When we marched into White Plaza with our microphones, cornered you with questions, distracted you on your way to class, pulled you off your bikes, we had a few very, very serious questions to ask you. When will the world end? How will it happen? And what, more importantly, will you do? Your answers range from the piously pure to the indulgently hedonistic, like these next few.
My name is Jack, and I'm a Stanford student.
And Jack, when do you think the world will end, and how?
I think it'll end sometime in the next couple hundred years by a meteor hitting the Earth and wiping us out.
Let's say you're a survivor of this meteor attack. It was in New Mexico, and you're, I don't know, in Massachusetts at the time. What will you do?
So before, either I'd try to spend time with my family, or I'd get really wasted. And after, if I survived, I would try to, I guess, join a band or maybe join some sort of post-apocalyptic cult and like throw my lot in with them, see if we could make it through the end times.
And what would your like best model of a post-apocalyptic cult be?
Well, there'd be some sort of like charismatic leader who would, I don't know, everything he said would be word and he would have complete power and his loyal follower, he'd protect his loyal follower.
It's Matt Cook, and I'm a sophomore here at Stanford.
So, Matt, when do you think the world will end?
I think the world is going to end in the year 2012. In 2012, the Mayans actually predicted that that the world was going to end in that year, and I believe in what the Mayans say in the Mayan calendar. And when that happens, I think that the world has to throw the biggest, baddest party that we've ever seen.
So is that going to be your role in the apocalypse, is being a part of this biggest, baddest party?
I hope to be one of the party organizers, actually.
My name's Lucas Laredo, freshman here from Austin, Texas. Well, they had the whole Mayan thing, right? 2012. I took a class on Mesoamerican history. And my teacher basically said that's not really what the case is. I think we should be hit by a comet at the same time as global warming just like turns the temperature up to 1,000 degrees. And then also we get eaten by polar bears while the Earth is exploding. I feel like if all those things happen at once, then there's a very good chance that it would probably turn out all right. What would I spend my last week doing? I don't know, probably either building a bunker to protect myself or having lots of sex or both. The only reason I would only have sex and not build a bunker is if the bunker didn't really matter. Then I would just, you know, have sex out in the open where it was nice and just like the more sex, the better.
I'm Olivia and I'm from Sacramento.
I'm Tabitha and I'm from Sacramento.
Do you have any opinions about the end of the world, when it's going to come, and how it's going to go down?
Well, I've heard a few rumors that it's going to end like 2012 or something like that, but from the Mayan calendars, I think. But I don't know. I don't know if I can believe that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I really don't think it's really going to happen. They said that a while back that it was going to end in like 2005, and that didn't happen. We're still here, so.
If the world does end in your lifetime, and you have like a week left before sort of the day that it's gonna happen. What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna be?
I'd wrestle, so I'd wrestle the whole week straight.
Like Roman Greco style?
Collegian. Just regular, okay. Yeah. That's what I do for the whole week.
I would probably go to like Cabo or somewhere like really cool and hot and beachy kind of like, and spend a lot of money and just live my life out.
Yeah.
Wrestling and the beach. Yeah. I don't know. Interesting.
And then there were those who chose the satisfactions of the soul over the pleasures of the flesh.
I have a plan to actually go down to the radio station, KZSU, because that's a pretty strong bunker. It should be able to weather any storm. The door is locked so that if people with boards with nails in it come towards us, we'll be well defended against that, and it's just stocked with non-perishable canned goods, you know? You can eat non-perishable canned goods until the storm kind of clears up. I just need to make sure that there are at least 3 women in there with me so that we can begin repopulating. Well, when the apocalypse comes, mostly, I want to see a lot of buildings collapse. I think it would be just kind of beautifully poetic. And also just like large piles of rubble and ruins kind of have almost this Ozymandias-like quality. If there was something great here, but really it's just another fickle attempt at impermanence.
But I think somehow the world ends for every person when they die. So I think the world ends every day for different people.
I probably just try to spend time with people who are closest to me and do activities that I really wanted to do for a while that like I didn't have time to do because I was in school.
Oh, I suppose I'd spend it with my family, talking to them and remembering some of the good times we'd had.
Great. What would you say to your loved ones, do you think, like, just right before it happened?
Well, it's too bad it has to end, but it's been a good ride.
Killeen graduated from Stanford in 2008 and is an assistant producer for the Storytelling Project. Thanks to all the folks on White Plaza who contributed their stories.